Call the meeting to order. Call the roll.
Trustee Healy?
Here.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Trustee Malani?
Here.
Trustee Campus?
Here.
Trustee Reardon?
Here.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Here.
Mayor Pecow?
Here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the December 16th, 2024 Committee of the Whole Minutes.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Katsinas.
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Committee of the Whole of December 16th, 2024.
Second.
Any changes? Call the roll.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Campus?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Mayor Pecow?
Aye.
Non-scheduled citizens and visitors for agenda-specific public comment.
Anybody here to speak on agenda-specific items?
Okay. Item 2025-008, data backup, ransomware protection, and disaster recovery managed services.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
Move to approve the waiver of the competitive bid process in lieu of participation in the interlocal purchasing system, TIPS, purchasing cooperative contract for consulting and other related services, number 200601, with software and services provided by ThinkGuard for 3 years with an annual contract not to exceed $50,181.60, and the total value of the 3 year contract not to exceed cost of $150,544.80, and to authorize the village manager to execute all related contracts subject to village attorney review.
Second.
Just if you can, give me a rationale for waiving the bidding process.
So the system is currently in use here. So there is only one vendor to use for it. So we have to go with them. And then being that we can get it through a cooperative purchasing agreement, we did switch cooperative purchasing agreements that lowered the amount that we're paying by about $2,500 per year.
Okay, great. Thank you. Call the roll.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Campus?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Mayor Pecow?
Aye.
Village of Orland Park Municipal Basin Phase 2 Stewardship.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Campus.
Move to recommend to the Village Board to approve and authorize the execution of a service agreement between the Village of Orland Park and Davy Resource Group as the lowest qualified responsive proposal for the Municipal Basin Phase 2 Stewardship for 3 years, 2025 through 2027, at a cost of $236,743.40 in fiscal year 2025, $237,263.40 in fiscal year 2026, and $16,400 in fiscal year 2027, for a total cost of $490,406.80, with an option to extend for 2 additional years for 2028 to 2029 at a cost of $16,800 for fiscal year 2028 and $17,280 for fiscal year 2029, for a total not to exceed contract price of $524,486.80.
Second.
Joel, could you, so these are ponds that we're adding to the list of what we maintain?
This one is Municipal Basin, which is right across from Public Works, that large wetland area.
Okay.
Because the Formites has been pretty invasive in that area, this stewardship is to really to get rid of those. That's why the cost for the seeding and the plug planting is
So that's why the first 2 years are so expensive and the third year is
correct.
Not. And then hopefully after that's done, then it's established and we don't need the stewardship anymore.
Correct.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yes, Mayor.
Any other questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
Yeah, it's always nice when a vendor, when they do decline, to actually tell us why they declined. So for Stantec's declination, do we feel confident Davy's approach is going to address the concerns that they raised?
Yeah, they, some of them just don't want to tackle maybe a larger project like this. The ones that bid are ecological stewardship, and Stantec just declined.
Okay.
Any other comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Campos.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Mayor Pikau.
Aye.
Employee length of service award recognition for 2024.
And Jim, my understanding is there's nobody, is there anybody here right now for that?
No, we didn't invite anyone, and I can explain why. So this is a look back to last year. So we have already given these employees their certificates to recognize their efforts and their service. This is an opportunity to publicly recognize them. So we do have a couple slides, and we do have their names here. So the first slide, I want to thank, obviously, the board for this opportunity to recognize 33 village employees that have reached a significant milestone in 2024. These employees achieved worked anniversaries of 10, 15, 20, or more years with the village. And as you can see on this first slide here, we had 15 employees that celebrated 10 years, including our Director of Human Resources, Regina Early. Then if we go to the next slide, you'll see another list of employees that celebrated 15 or more years. And we just looked at kind of those big benchmarks, 15, 20, 25, 30. So you'll recognize Chief Rossi here with 20 years. Also Brian West with 30 years before he stepped down. And I just wanted to thank them publicly for their efforts throughout the many years of service to the village.
And I too would like to thank them all, and to former Deputy Chief West, you know, thank you for your three decades of service. Now everyone knows how old you really are.
So going forward, what we would like to do is each quarter, we will recognize those employees that celebrated one of these milestones. So in April, we'll look at the first quarter of 2025, and we'll invite those individuals to come and have an opportunity to receive their certificate here at a meeting. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Any non-scheduled citizens and visitors for public comment on items relevant to village business?
Anyone here to speak? Okay, I'm gonna make some comments here at this meeting. There is someone here to speak, okay. And so the ground rules, you have 3 minutes, no comments from the rest of the audience. It's not a dialogue back and forth or a debate. There's typically the board doesn't respond or answer your questions. If we can easily do that, sometimes we do. And if you could tell us your name and then also what you're talking about, and then go ahead and start.
I'm Katie Sobranski. My name's Katie Sobranski. My business is Custom Massage Works.
Okay.
And I'm here about increasing the capacity for licenses for massages in Orland Park.
Okay.
So it's been brought to our attention that we're not going to be currently able to receive a permit. We've actually been in business for 2.5 years here in the city of Orland. We've been in partnership with Lardy Chiropractic, and it was recently brought to our attention when we started operating as an independent. So she's not under the payroll for Lardy Chiropractic, which means we had to have our own business license. We're now trying to do that to continue operation as we always have, but we've learned that there's not a permit available, and we were told that hopefully we'd be able to go and make this an agenda item where we'd actually get to vote to possibly increase the number of massage licenses available in the city. Again, we've been here for 2.5 years, so there has never been a single issue where we've had a complaint. There has been zero police activity. There have been no concerns at all from our business, and to be very honest with you, we're just looking to continue being a part of the community and to continue offering services as we have for several years. So hopefully when this does come to vote, you guys will keep in mind that there is a huge difference between a massage parlor and businesses that may have caused problems in the past compared to our business that is again, a part of the community, and we look forward to continuing that as well. So we don't mean to take up any more additional time than what we have, but again, we appreciate everybody's concern for the big picture.
I was licensed through the state, and I was unaware that I needed more through the city.
Okay, well, thank you for your comments, and we'll address it. I don't think this is the first time this has come up in the last couple of months. So I don't know anything about it, so we'll, and nor does the board, so we'll regroup with staff and have a conversation about it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Anybody else here to speak? Okay, so I have a couple of comments. Mostly because I just got this today from the Illinois Municipal League Review. And Illinois Municipal League represents about 1,300 and almost every town in the state, so 1,380 or something like that. And generally what they put out is pretty much a consensus about what needs to be done across all of the, and you think about that, 1,300 and some municipalities all agreeing on something on these issues. And that's across all political spectrums. It's a pretty good idea to do that. Unfortunately, the state often doesn't listen as still, but they are our advocates. They do push for this. So I'm just going to let everyone know what their legislative agenda is for this year and kind of my thoughts on it. And I think they have a very good legislative agenda. One is electronic publication of notices. They're trying to eliminate the fact that we have to go to newspapers, that we can use the website and other methods as the notification. I actually think it makes sense because newspapers are getting difficult to even find newspapers to post things in. So why wouldn't we be able to adapt to the times? The next one is officer-worn body camera footage FOIA request relief. And I know this is important to the chief. We have, two people almost dedicated full-time to FOIAs that for body cameras alone, just redacting, it's absolutely ridiculous. Since they put in body cameras, the amount of FOIAs we get. So they have some solutions that they're recommending to the legislative body. And basically, really it's a couple things. One is that either the footage has to be someone who was actually involved in the incident, or it has to be something ordered by the court so that essentially, anyone out there can't keep asking for all this body camera footage to find something to, sue people over, basically, is what they're looking to do. And they're just, it's just a, needle in a haystack look is what they're looking for. They're looking for their big payoff on one thing that they find at some organization, and it's crushing us all as far as expenses. So I think that's a great thing to do. Housing program. So they're trying to preserve our existing municipal authority. That includes the crime-free and nuisance housing, which we're a huge supporter of. Other communities are as well. So agree with that as well. Municipal liability for cyber attacks. They are trying to limit the liability of a municipality for cyber attacks, which right now could be catastrophic to any municipality if they get a cyber attack. And then all of a sudden the taxpayers and the community are basically bankrupt over municipal liability. So I think that also makes sense. There's a public safety thing. It doesn't really affect us so much because we don't have a fire department, but it's authority to assess lift assistance fees. Non-home rule communities cannot charge for lift assistance. So it happens a lot of times with nursing homes and the like, that for liability reasons, they won't help someone who fell. They won't lift them up. So they call for services to do that, and towns that are home rule can charge them for that service, which they should, because they're basically trying to shove the liability off on the municipality for care that they're giving, and this allows them to do that. So, like I said, it doesn't really impact us, but it does impact others. Revenue and finances is near and dear to all our hearts. Fully fund all state shared revenues. We've been shorted about $60 million since 2011 from the state. And I think it's about $7 million. I don't see Chris, but it's about $7 million this year we're gonna be shorted. That's a pretty significant impact on our budget. We just want it to be fully funded. So this is a continued request. Then there's the reamortization of public safety pension funds. It doesn't affect us as much because we're in pretty good shape, but a lot of these pension funds are their funding is 40 or 50%, and to try and get them to 90% by 2040, which is the law, is really challenging. So by extending that another 10 years to 2050, it'll give them a better, smoother ramp up to that and not break the back of their budgets. So I think that's a good thing. And then it also allows, there's also one to for motor fuel taxes. We could, if we wanted, institute one. We don't have one, but non-home rule communities cannot. So they're trying to give non-home rule communities the option to do that. Personally, I'd like to see more communities be home rule, because I think, as we know here in Orland Park, you get way better governance from your local community than you get from the state. And if the state restricts them, that it really, it's the state dictating what you can and cannot do, which I don't think we want. And then the last one is for the state to establish a timeline for their permit applications. Right now they drag out way too long, and so they're trying to get them to have a actual timeline for the state to respond, so that it's not dragged out like it has been, so that the state agencies actually have to meet those timelines. So I think that's also very good for all of us. So just to give you an idea of what Illinois Municipal League does for us and what they're pushing out there, and I think those are all common sense things. They don't have 100 things on their list. They have the important things, and that's what they're focusing on. So just wanted to let you know that. And I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Campus.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye. We adjourn.